Okay. Thank you, Mark. Yes, today I'm going to present about organic matter changes, and I'll be explaining a little bit more about this picture later on. But I don't want to talk a lot about soil organic matter, because this session we are discussing a lot about it. But my research is, that's why I want to directly go on my research question. Like, we established this research in 2009, and I was a graduate student with Dr. Jay Norton at that time, being the first student in this project. When we established that project, his thinking is we will make a long-term agriculture system study in both irrigated and dry land systems in Wyoming. So that was his vision, and we will evaluate economic and environmental efficiency of those kind of systems. And I had a soil science background, and I was interested in how soil organic matter changes, soil organic carbon and nitrogen changes in those kind of integrated setting. And I said my research questions, soil organic matter and microbial dynamics in integrated setting of this research. And this is, I'm going to present 2009 and 2010 data, 10 results, and then I'm only going to present about organic matter, not microbial dynamics kind of thing, other things which we are measuring in this experiment. So I basically focus on how different production approaches affects inorganic nitrogen, labile carbon and labile nitrogen, and total soil organic carbon. So these are the basic things we are going to talk, which obviously are related with the microbial dynamics and that kind of things which I'm interested in, but we are not. When going again to the research, we established this research in half pivot of irrigation, overhead irrigation system. This outer three tiers in this include cash crop production plots, like I'm talking two production systems. And then the inner three tiers include beef calf production or forage production plots. So there are six plots and replicated four times. And the research is established in southeastern Wyoming Sustainable Agriculture Research and Extension Center. And we have three production approaches, like A, B, and C indicates three reps, and then we randomized all our treatments, like conventional production approach, organic approach, and reduced input production approach in this. That conventional approach mostly include the typical practice farmers are doing in irrigated lands of Intermountain West, which involve rigorous tillage and chemical fertilizer. And organic practice include rigorous tillage but organic fertilizers. And reduced input include minimum tillage, a kind of strip tillage we are doing, and then chemical fertilizers. So we are comparing these three production approaches, both for cash crop production and then forage production. And our cropping systems, like this, this is the four-year rotation plan, I forget to tell you. But this four-year rotation plan includes different crops, and then I'm just presenting 2 years' data. I mean, that might be incomplete information, but we just started that experiment, and we are seeing great results. So, and, yeah, I don't know how to go back. Yeah. Anyway, in methods, we collect soil samples from all those plots like four times a year. In spring, two times in summer, and then in fall season. Then we come back to the lab within 24 hours. We collect samples. We pack them in the cooler with a bunch of ice, and then we bring that back to the lab, and within 24 hours, we start processing of our samples. We collect, we measure inorganic, we extract those samples in half molar K2SO4, and then we measure inorganic nitrogen as a nitrate and ammonium in through a colorimetric technique in a spectrophotometer. Then our labile carbon and nitrogen is determined on incubated samples for incubation, we use 20 gram samples. We incubate for 2 weeks in a mason jar or car jar. Then we bring our samples in the field capacity to for incubation. And during this 2 weeks incubation period, we take CO2 coming out of those mason jars, and we measure that and LICOR to determine labile carbon. That is mineralized or potentially mineralizable carbon that's mineralized in 2 weeks time period. And then we determine mineralizable nitrogen, like extracting samples exactly like the inorganic nitrogen, but after 2 weeks in incubated samples. And then we determine total soil total soil organic carbon and total soil nitrogen in CN analyzer, like Carlo Ibra CN analyzer. So I'm going to present the result about all these parameters. While going to the organic nitrogen, here on the right side, I'm presenting cash crop production plots, three approaches of cash crop, and then this side, three approaches of beef calf plots. If you have noticed in the crop rotations, like all beef calf crops have alfalfa grass mixture for first and second year. But in cash crop side, we have organic plots have alfalfa grass mixture, but other two, reduced input and conventional plots, had dry bean in first year and corn in second year. And in third year, they are in sugar beets. I don't have 3 years result, but in these two years, we have seen some responses in inorganic nitrogen. And I was wondering how this has happened. But like most interesting result is on this part. We didn't see much difference in this, although there were two sources of fertilizer, like organic get organic manure, and then other two get chemical fertilizers. But here we could see the chemical fertilizer applied plots have higher inorganic nitrogen. And that's not too surprising, because when we applied chemical fertilizer, that mineralized, and then fertilizer application time was around like first week of July, and then we collect sample in second week. I was thinking like that will go in soil and then we will not see the effect, but we could see effect of that fertilizer. So I didn't surprise with this result. This is basically due to fertilizer. But when we go on labile nitrogen, we could see the similar kind of trends. My assumption was when inorganic nitrogen increases, labile nitrogen would decrease. But in this case, like, we could see both inorganic nitrogen and labile nitrogen increasing. And how I interpret this data is, this is mainly not because of the fertilizer, which gives inorganic form of nitrogen. This should be because of the residual effect of dry bean in the first year in these two systems. Like organic system was alfalfa grass mixture, but these two were soybean and corn. So whatever the nitrogen contributed by the dry bean in the first year didn't change very much during winter, and then when the temperature rised after May, which is obvious in Wyoming, and then that increased this labile fraction of nitrogen, I believe. And more interesting result we found on labile carbon, which there is we can see some steps. Like, I'm not going to the beef calf again because there is small difference. Because in beef calf, until this point, in first 2 years, the only difference is organic plots get organic manure. Other two plots get no fertilizer in 2 years, and then just alfalfa grass mixture. And then only difference in between reduced input and conventional tillage is like initial tillage and 2 years of alfalfa. But in this side, in cash crop side, we didn't see any difference in first year. But in second year, we could see a significant difference. Like, when we compare a conventional plot and then reduced input plot, there is same crop rotation. Yeah, notice that like dry bean and corn, that is the same rotation, but only difference is the tillage system. And then both of the plots get chemical fertilizer. But so here I am trying to point out that without with minimum disturbance, we can increase carbon. And then if we change rotation with like perennial grass and legume kind of mixer, and then minimum soil disturbance, we can increase a lot amount of carbon. So this indicates first we just there is just disturbance gradient, but here both disturbance and rotation change, crop rotations. So finding out the suitable rotation is very important to conserve carbon and then nitrogen. That is the main message I am trying to contribute. Then in total carbon also, I was not expecting that much change, but we could see some interesting trend in total carbon too. Like in beef calf plots, like conventional and organic, they didn't change very much. But in reduced input, we could see some response. I err on a statistic that was not significantly different, although we could see that bar. But still, that seems like in third year or in fourth year, I assume it will be significantly different. And then similar is the case in cash crop side. Here, organic responded a little bit. Actually, the conventional system is losing carbon in this. And then organic is gaining somehow, and then reduced input is gaining more. So this is the this is also interesting, I found. And we became more excited when I we looked at the soil organic. We compared soil in different plots in third year. This year, we did that kind of comparison. And then we were saying, yes, it started working. Because if the system is so deprived of nutrients and carbon, then even in 2 years, we could, even in 2 or 3 years, we could see a response. Like all reduced input and organic plots, we had a lot more number of earthworms than the conventional plots. Then if you look at the like macro pores and aggregates, we could see a lot more aggregates in reduced input system than conventional system. And then you could still see the platy structure down, and then there was, in top maybe 7-10 centimeters, we could see that a lot more. That's why, but the problem here is like farmers do 2 years of alfalfa grass or alfalfa, and then in third year they again till. And then they lose this nice structure formation. The soil building process is just started in 2-3 years, and then they disturb the soil. And then again, we lose all carbons we conserved in 2 years. That's the main problem in our system. That's why, in conclusion, like take home message: yes, reduced disturbance will help to build up carbon. And then that was more pronounced in cash crop rotation in our case than in beef crop, because we didn't have that much difference in treatments in those 2 years period. But in 4 years, that complete rotation, I am expecting much more difference in different production approaches, and both in cash crop and beef crop production systems. Yeah, that's it. And I would like to remember at University of Wyoming, our department, Sustainable Agriculture, that research center, and all people helping me and my staff, and USDA, NIFA for providing grant. So, thank you. I believe so. I have started evaluating roots in different systems this year from last year, but I have not analyzed the data, so I could not say like what was the main driver of that thing. But I mean, we are getting every data analyzed, and then we get excited. Yes, this is also changing. This is also changing. So yeah, I assume the residue. I mean, mainly the root of like that grass and alfalfa mixer that might be contributing a lot of carbon, but I am not confident at this point because I have not analyzed data of my root derived carbon, which I am planning this year or next year, and then we could see. But it's ongoing research, and we are just collecting data and then filing up all information. When I start writing this, I might find more interesting reasons or